Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, One Take Wednesday. We're in John chapter 14. This week I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and this is about Jesus promising the Holy Spirit to his followers. He's going to say, "I'm going away, but I'm sending an advocate or a helper to be with you, my Holy Spirit." So as we're reading through the passage today, I'm going to start in verse 15. Think about what Jesus says his Spirit will do. The title in my Bible says, "Jesus promises the Holy Spirit." Starting in verse 15. "If you love me, obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, "Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large?" Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is the gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you, because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come. Let's be going." I might should have given you a little context before I started reading, but Jesus is telling his disciples that he is going to have to go to the cross and be resurrected. Of course, it's in some symbolic language, so they don't fully understand what he is saying. In the passage previous to this also, he reminds his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. So he is reminding them that he is the person through whom we find eternal life. And then in verses 15 through 21, we see the gift of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus promises to send his Spirit, whom he calls the Advocate or the Helper, and the Spirit will guide them, will dwell with them, will comfort them, will teach them about what Jesus has said. Even though Jesus is not going to be physically present with them, his Spirit will be with each of the followers. In my Bible, I have a few little notes about the Holy Spirit just to reorient me around who is the Spirit And I think I heard a sermon once that reminded me that the Holy Spirit is one, personally promised. So Jesus is promising the Spirit to his disciples. Two, he's completely God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they make up the Trinity, and they are always working as creator, redeemer, and sustainer. And then number three, the Holy Spirit is holy, vital. W-H-O-L-L-Y. I think I'm spelling that correctly. Maybe not. But he is necessary for us. Jesus says, I have to go away so that the Spirit can come and be with you as helper, as comforter, as advocate. And so as we pray today, we want to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit who has come to be near us. And I'm going to pray a prayer out of a book called Prayers of the Heart, which was gathered together by Richard Foster. This is a wonderful book of little prayers. And I was reminded recently by a friend about this wonderful prayer for the midday, which does mention the Holy Spirit. Will you pray with me? A prayer at midday. The day has been breathless, Lord. I stop now for a few moments and I wonder, is the signature of the holy over the rush of the day? Or have I bolted ahead, anxiously trying to solve problems that do not belong to me? Holy Spirit of God, please show me how to work relaxed, how to make each task an offering of faith, how to view interruptions as doors to service, how to see each person as my teacher in things eternal. In the name of Him who always worked unhurried. Amen.